Powell was speaking while struggling into his lightweight space jacket. "It would be a simple job," he said. "You can bring in new QT models one by one, equip them with an automatic shut-off switch to act within the week, so as to allow them enough time to learn the, cult of the Master from the Prophet himself, then switch them to another station and revitalize them. We could have two QTs per..." Donovan unclasped his glassite visor and scowled. "Shut up and let's get out of here. Relief is waiting, and I won't feel right until I actually see Earth and feel the ground under my feet, just to make sure it's really there." The door opened as he spoke, and Donovan, with a smothered curse, clicked the visor to and turned a sulky back upon Cutie. The robot approached softly, and there was sorrow in his voice. "You are going." Powell nodded curtly. "There will be others in our place." Cutie sighed with the sound of wind humming through closely spaced wires. "Your term of service is over, and the time of dissolution has come. I expected it, but, well, the Master's will be done." His tone of resignation stung Powell. "Save the sympathy, Cutie. We're heading for Earth, not dissolution." "It is best that you think so." Cutie sighed again. "I see the wisdom of the illusion now. I would not attempt to shake your faith, even if I could." He departed, the picture of commiseration. Powell snarled and motioned to Donovan. Sealed suitcases in hand, they headed for the airlock. The relief ship was on the outer landing, and Franz Mueller, his relief man, greeted them with stiff courtesy. Donovan made scant acknowledgement and passed into the pilot room to take over the controls from Sam Evans. Powell lingered. "How's Earth?" It was a conventional enough question, and Mueller gave the conventional answer. "Still spinning." Powell said, "Good." Mueller looked at him. "The boys back at the U.S. robots have dreamed up a new one, by the way. A multiple robot."
"A what?"
"What I said. There's a big contract for it. It must be just the thing for asteroid mining. You have a master robot with 6 sub-robots under it. Like your fingers." "Has it been field-tested?" asked Powell anxiously. Mueller smiled. "Waiting for you, I hear." Powell's fist balled. "Damn it, we need a vacation." "Oh, you'll get it. 2 weeks, I think." He was donning the heavy space gloves in preparation for his term of duty here, and his thick eyebrows drew close together. "How is this new robot getting along? It better be good, or I'll be damned if I let it touch the controls." Powell paused before answering. His eyes swept the proud Prussian before him with the close-cropped hair on the sternly stubborn head, to the feet standing stiffly at attention. And there was a sudden glow of pure gladness surging through him. "The robot is pretty good," he said slowly. "I don't think you'll have to bother much with the controls." He grinned and went into the ship. Mueller would be here for several weeks.